You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Live from the Hawks Nest, your Hawks taking on the Natchez Valley Rangers. And let's see, meant to get the standings up here, and of course I was late in doing that. There we go, Hawks scores. Let's take a look at Hawks standings. There we go, College Place at 1-7, taking on a Natchez Valley team that is 2-6. And when we play back on December 9th, and losing 60-50 in this pregame, we'll take a look at our game against Waluk from this last weekend. We'll take a look at that December 9th game against Natchez Valley, and it was a back-and-forth affair. And if we have any prayer against going up against them tonight, as we're going to be a little bit shorthanded, we'll also get into that in the pregame, as we are a pregame with the boys warming up, getting ready to take on Natchez Valley. Here in the Hawks Nest, we'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM. KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Hawks at 1-7 taking on Natchez Valley at 2-6. And we're coming off a game against Waluk this last Saturday. We were kind of hoping to steal one from Waluk, but unfortunately the Warriors beat us fairly handily, 57-30. And in that game, the Hawks were led by the 10 points from Caden Kirschbaum. Somewhat telling in that Waluk game, which we never really were in. We were trailing 14-8 after one and then 31-15 after two, and it just was not working out for us. And the difficulty was is we were lacking the services of John Perks. Now, that will factor into this Natchez Valley game. When we played them back in December, it was a back-and-forth affair. We were knotted at 16 after one. And I have a note here. We went on a 12-2 run at one point in the first quarter to knot that at 17. I think the run actually ran from the first quarter to the second quarter, and we had an additional 8-2 run in the second quarter. And both teams going back and forth. We actually led 32-27 at halftime. But then we were outscored 22-9 in the third quarter and 11-9 in the fourth quarter, and ended up losing by 10, 60-50. In that game, we were led by 13 points from Caden Kirschbaum, an additional 8 points from Zeke Hartwell, who is unavailable, 8 points from Kyler Creeley, but we were led and led by the 16 points of John Perks. And Perks is not available tonight. He had that hamstring pull after the Royal game, and the timeline for his return is uncertain. So we're going to have issues containing the scoring both of, let's see, that is Dane Brownlow and most notably their 6'1 junior guard Owen Zimmerman, who put up 23 points on us back in December. In taking a look at the coaches' notes, describes Natchez Valley as playing very similar to us, but they tend to play somewhat more scrappy, and we do lots of set plays and screens. And according to Coach Pumphrey, number 44 and 3 are the ones to watch for, to watch out for Coben Clark, but it was really Owen Zimmerman who lit us up back when. Expect to see some heavy pressing from Natchez Valley. Now, a lack of personnel options kind of hurts us with regards to our own game planning. The idea is slow the game down to perhaps a crawl. Going to bet on under 80 points for evening. Walk the ball up the floor and try and get a shot off in each possession, no matter where it is from, and look for an open rebounding. Okay. Did put in a new set play, but unfortunately our options are limited. With regards to some lineup support, because you notice we were missing Hartwell for the rest of the season, having that dislocated kneecap, and we're missing John Perks indefinitely. We don't know when we're going to be getting him back, so we're running a little bit low on personnel. We have convinced apparently senior Logan Hafen to join the cause, and he should be available next Tuesday, so won't be available for the Wapato game, but will be this Friday, but will be available following Tuesday. As he played with us the past summer back when we were healthy and strong in numbers. So it'll be good to get Hafen to assist us perhaps in coming off the bench. We're going to take another break. And when we come back, we'll have the SCAC standings and scoreboard when we return as we're live here from the Hawks Nest. The Hawks getting ready to host the Natchez Valley Rangers. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here from 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several best of the best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rowe Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Let's get to the SCAC standings and scoreboard before we get to the starting lineups. And atop the SCAC, well, Zilla, number one RPI in the 1A, 8-0, 12-0, followed by Royal at 7-1. Then the Wapato Wolves at 6-2. They will be our next opponent. We'll be on the road to see them up the Yakima Valley this coming Friday. Then Connell at 5-3. Cashmere at 4-4. Then Waluk at 3-5. This Natchez Valley team at 2-6. College Place at 1-7. And Kybe, still winless in league. They are 0-8. In taking a look at score, man, we actually have a score from tonight already, but I will get to that in a moment. Taking a look at last Saturday, Cashmere doubled up OMAC 70-35. Royal more than doubled up Kybe in Royal City 90-42. Zilla wiped out Wapato 85-69 in Wapato. And Connell beat this Natchez Valley team 66-53. Now, this evening, we actually already have a score. Royal at Riverside High School. That is, I don't believe that's Riverside, Oregon, but Royal beat Riverside 91-52. And then another action this evening. Wapato is at Connell. Zilla is hosting Cashmere. And Waluk will be at Kybe. On Friday, Connell will be at Cashmere. Royal will be hosting Zilla. As mentioned earlier, we'll be at Wapato. And then Natchez Valley will be hosting Kybe. Saturday, have a number of non-league games going on. Royal's going to be at Chelan. Wapato will go to the west side of the mountains, Marysville area, and they're going to take on 1B Tulalip Heritage. Brewster will be at Cashmere. I believe back when Cashmere was in that North League, they played Brewster on the regular. And then finally, Connell will be on the road to take on the old SCAC nemesis, the Granger Spartans. Granger, having moved down to 2B, is now non-league for us. During warm-ups, of all things, Landon Mullins, the 6'1 junior for Natchez Valley, came up lame. I was going to say, we are not standing for the flag, are we? No, it's just the student section standing up, getting ready to cheer the teams coming out. So I've never seen that happen. And Mullins on the bench with ice on that left knee. I cannot imagine what happened, but what a terrible time to suffer an injury. So they're announcing the folks starting on the bench. There's going to be number 11, Caden Rowe, number 20, Keegan Yates, number 23, Mason Hyde. In theory, that 6'1 junior, Landon Mullins, would be available, number 24, but he's got ice on that knee. He's not going to be going anywhere. They're going to have, coming off the bench, a 6'3 freshman in Bodie Floyd. Pardon me. And a 5'10 sophomore in number 23, Atlas Gentry. And then they're also announcing a number 40, whom I do not even have on my roster. So they're announcing the folks coming off the bench, including the manager, Jesse Gonzalez. They're going to have a 6'1 sophomore available off the bench. Number 10, Tanner Arlington, a 6'3 sophomore. And number 12, Brody Smith, a 6'2 freshman. And number 14, Sean Thorpe. And one of our rotation players will be the 6'2 junior, number 15, Judah Breithop. John Perks is on the bench, but he's in street clothes because of that hamstring injury. So now let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Natchez Valley Rangers. And let's see. I want to get that. There it is. Okay, they're going to start a 5'10 senior, number 0, Nick Cuevas, 4 points against us back in December. A 6'2 sophomore, number 1, Logan Clements, he just had 2 points. A 5'7 junior, number 3, Coben Clark. Sorry, he had 10 points. There we go. And then the one you got to watch out for, the 6'1 junior, number 22, Owen Zimmerman, 23 points against us. And finally, rounding things out for Natchez Valley will be a 6'2 senior, number 44, Dane Brownlow. He had 16 points, 9 of those coming in the second half. For Coach Kurt Pumphrey, he is going to start the 6'4 junior forward, number 2, Evan Geese. And not just the point guard, but he's probably going to be the main shooting guard tonight, will be the 6'2 junior. Number 5, Caden Kirschbaum, averaging 14 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. He is the school's all-time scoring leader, just a junior. We're also starting in the backcourt, the 5'11 senior guard transfer from Walla Walla, number 21, Landon Decime. And then we'll have some strong forwards up post up front. You'll have the 6'1 junior and number 22, Kyler Creeley, and the 6'6 senior post and number 23, Ryan Gorton. Ryan getting much better at managing and handling the ball down low, and you really need him to be doing that this evening with John Perks unavailable. Yeah, normally we'd have a starting tip-off, but my understanding is we're actually going to start with a technical foul because someone on College Place was dunking during warm-ups, and that is apparently a no-no. So what do we have here? Coben Clark is going to, instead of having a tip-off, Coben Clark is going to go to the line to shoot two. And then Natchez Valley will have the ball to start the ball game, and Clark hits the first. So before we even begin, score is 1-0 Natchez Valley. Clark, his second free throw, that's off the side of the rim, no good. So, with no time off the clock, Natchez Valley will, are we gonna go center circle? We are gonna go center circle. All right then. So Geese will step in against Owen Zimmerman to start the game with Natchez Valley up 1-0 to start the game. So the ref then blows the whistle, puts the ball up, and tips in the backcourt. Creeley almost gets it, but ends up, Logan Clements ends up with it. He then will feed to Clark. And Clark, directing traffic out of center circle, gives on the right wing to Zimmerman. Zimmerman almost loses the handle on his dribble. Now feed to Brownlow. Brownlow, one dribble. He'll now feed to Clements, wants to drive up top, going to get cut off. Now going to feed to Clark. Clark in the corner to Brownlow. Now back to Clark at the top, fakes the three. Now drives into the key. He then ends up getting cut off, goes under the deck. It's going to be picked up by Zimmerman. Goes to Brownlow, wants to drive baseline. And now they're going to say he got fouled by Evan Geese. Yeah, that foul's going to be on Geese. That'll be his first personal. And I don't know who the technical was on, and I cannot see number of personal fouls, so I don't know who got that technical for dunking, but Dane Brownlow will go to the line for two. The Rangers are 1-for-2 so far, make that 2-for-3, as it's 2-0. Natchez Valley just underway, 7:28 to go here in the first quarter. Brownlow, two dribbles, a spin and a dribble, then another dribble. And that swirls in and out, no good. Tip rebound is going to be chased down by Landon Decime. And Decime will walk it up. He'll then feed to Kirschbaum deep on the left wing, looking for something to open up down low. Now dribbling around to the top, feed to Decime on the right wing. Now back to Kirschbaum at top, now to Geese in the key. Kick out to Decime in the corner. 13 on the shot clock, now to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum deep on the right wing, shaking and baking. 6 on the shot clock to Geese. Oh, he should have fed to Decime. Instead drives into the key. Wanted to feed Gorton. Instead feeds it straight to 22. Who then feeds. That's Clements coming down the left wing. And they're going to say he got fouled, I think, on the floor. Okay, that foul's going to be on Decime. That'll be his first person. And sure enough, it was on the floor. So Clements will take it out baseline. Clements goes long to Clark, then feed to Brownlow for three. That's an air ball, and Geese will pick it up. 6:47 to go in the first. Hawks trail 2-0. As Kirschbaum directing traffic, feed to Geese, dribbling around to the top. Now to Kirschbaum on the right wing. Kirschbaum wanting to drive into the key, cut off by Clark. Instead, he'll hand off to Decime. He'll pull up for three, off the front of the rim, no good. As Gorton ends up muscling the rebound, but his putback is no good. Then Creeley almost comes down with a rebound, and instead it's going to be stolen by Brownlow. And they're going to call a block. Oh, they got Brownlow to step on the sideline. Ryan Gorton with the pressure. And got Brownlow to step actually on the baseline. So Decime will take it out in the corner. I'm going to wait for Creeley to get his shoe under control. Now they give the ball to Landon. 6:21 to go in the first. Hawks trail 2-0 on free throws. And we're going to Atlas Gentry to check in as Brownlow apparently needs to fix something. Oh, and it was the sidelines. As Decime will take it out at the end of the Natchez Valley bench. He'll inbound to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum on the right wing to Decime. Decime to Geese. Geese to top of the arc to Creeley. Hands off to Geese, give and go. Geese lost the ball, gathers it back in. Then he goes up. It's going to be tipped by Clements, stolen by Clark. He then goes up to Gentry, who's on waiting on the right block to lay it up and in. First field goal of the game. 4-0 Natchez Valley. As Kirschbaum gives on the left wing to Decime. He'll pull up for three. That's off the front of the rim. No good. Gentry will come down with the rebound quickly. Goes up court to Clark, and then it ends up being stolen. Nope, Clark's going to gather it back in. That wasn't Clark, rather. It was Clements, who then lost his dribble. It's going to be picked up by Decime. Decime to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum wants to drive into the key. Now he'll feed to Geese. Geese wants to drive in. Pulls up from about 12, and he drew contact. He put the shot off the back of the rim, but he earned his way to the line. 4-0 Natchez Valley. 5:29 to go in the first. And a foul on Owen Zimmerman. So Evan Gase will go to the line for two. This is our first trip. Natchez Valley already 2-4 from the line. And Evan swirls that first one in and out. No good. Brownlow will check back in for Gentry. And Evan, two quick dribbles and puts it up again. That's off the back of the rim. No good. And Zimmerman will come down with the rebound. He'll feed Clements. Coming up, Clements now wants to drive in, cut off by Kirschbaum. He'll then feed to Zimmerman, now to Clark. Now to Brownlow baseline, driving against Gordon. And he's able to back down against Ryan Gordon and lay it up and in to his own Zimmerman. 6-0 Natchez Valley. 5:10 to go in the first. And the Hawks got way behind against Natchez Valley early on. Then went on a 12-2 run as Decime takes the ball in the corner. Now to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum, still looking to get that goose egg out, drives into the key, has the ball stripped from him. Now Clark is behind everybody. He'll hand off to, that was Clements who lays it up and in. Judah Breithaupt getting ready to check in for the Hawks. His Decime goes cross-court to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum wants to drive down, pulls up for about 12, puts it off the side of the rim, no good. Creeley comes down with a rebound and goes up and earned the foul. And that foul is going to be on Coben Clark. That'll be his first personal. So Kyler Creeley to the line for two. The Hawks are 0-2. They trail 8-0. 4:35 to go in the first. And Kyler swirls that one in and out. No good. So Breithaupt will check in for Gordon. And we're still trying to wipe that goose egg off as Kyler Creeley does a couple quick double machine gun dribbles and then swirls and puts that off the front of the rim. No good. Zimmerman will come down with a rebound. He'll feed Gentry, who is still out there. I said he'd reported back to the bench. Now to Brownlow, deep on the right wing. Brownlow to Zimmerman, drives down the key, down the left lane. They're going to say he got fouled, I believe, by Creeley. No, they're saying that foul's on Evan Geese. I have that as his second personal. So Zimmerman now will go to the line for two, and the Rangers are 2-4 so far. And make that 3-5, making it 9-0 Natchez Valley. Zimmerman's second free throw, also good. 10-0 Rangers, 4:21 to go in the first. As Kirschbaum feeds to Creeley at the top of the key, kicks out to Geese for a corner three. That was an air ball. As Clements will come down with the rebound, up court. Oh, has the ball stripped, does Brownlow. Kirschbaum's going to end up with it, and he'll come back up the court with Gentry coming up on him now. On the right wing, Devin Geese, deep on the right wing, dribbling back and forth. He'll feed to Kirschbaum, to Decime, step fake. Now cross court to Kirschbaum on the right wing. He'll pull up for three, off the back of the rim, no good. Clements with the long rebound to Brownlow, down the left wing. Brownlow now driving into the key, has it stripped. Creeley's going to come up with it, and he'll feed to Kirschbaum. So Kirschbaum on the left wing to Decime. He'll pull up for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Gets his own rebound, drives baseline, hands off to Geese. Ends up losing the ball out of bounds. Going to be gathered in by Zimmerman, who then feeds Brownlow. who then feeds Clements in transition, who lays it up and in. And we're going to take a timeout on the floor with the Hawks trailing with 3:14 to go in the first. 12-0. Back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Bad enough, the Hawks trail 12-0, and then they proceed to press as Gentry steals it from Geese and lays it up and in. 14-0, Natchez Valley, and feed to Creeley, then to Kirschbaum, who then is going to come up the court, still maintaining his dribble, crosses the timeline. And we have an issue all with the shot clock. Yeah, the shot clock did not reset. So they're going to want to reset the shot clock, and the ref kind of debating on exactly where he wants to put that. He's going to put it at 20 seconds. So Decime will inbound to Kirschbaum. Caden looking for a pick, now a handoff to Decime as Bodie Floyd is going to get check in. We're going to feed to Creeley in the corner, then drives into the key. Ends up not getting fouled. Shot is partially blocked. Gentry will come down with the rebound. Then feeds Clark to Gentry. Then wants to feed Caden Rowe, who had checked in, and he lost the ball out of bounds. I don't know if that was on the passer or the receiver. 2:35 to go in the first, and Hawks getting goose-egged. 14-0 to Natchez Valley. Missing the services of John Perks, leading scorer for us back in Natchez Valley. Kirschbaum has the ball at the top. Shaking, baking back and forth. Ooh, got away with the travel to Creeley in the left corner. Kyler gets it to Decime, who then is going to get, do we have a jump ball? Yeah, we do. We have a jump ball? Nope. Ended up calling a foul on Landon Decime. That'll be his second personal. Yeah, I was wondering about that. So Gentry will inbound to Coben Clark. And Clark on the left wing to Caden Rowe. Now back to Clark. Ryan Gorton getting ready to check back in for the Hawks to Gentry, who wants to drive in. He ends up getting stuck on the baseline, and they're going to say he got fouled by Kyler Creeley, I think. Yes. So Creeley will pick up his first personal. And they're going to be shooting fouls now as Ryan Gorton will check in for Kyler Creeley. Yep, shooting fouls. So Gentry's going to go to the line. Gentry with 4 points, and got the Rangers are 4 for 6 from the line. Hawks 0 for 4 as Brownlow getting ready to check back in also for Natchez Valley as... Outstanding, number 34. Got no idea who this guy is. So he's going to be number 34 for the duration. As Zimmerman and Coben Clark will go to the bench. And Gentry must have hit the first one. Yep, that adds up. Gentry's second free throw, also good. Gentry leading all scorers on the court right now with 6 points. The Hawks don't have a scorer yet. We're being blanked 16-0. As Kirschbaum directing traffic, gives to Geese, deep on the right wing, back to Caden at the top, step back three from the top, and swirls halfway down and out, no good. Rebounds bouncing around, is finally going to be brought down by Bodie Floyd, who will feed Rowe, turns around and feeds Gentry. Gentry will then bring it up, feed to 34 on the right wing, now to Brownlow at the top. Brownlow dribbling to the left, now going to feed to Rowe. Rowe muscles it away from would-be defender to Brownlow, 11 on the shot clock, cross to 34, now in the corner to Gentry for three, and Gentry hits the first. Hank Ward and Edward Jones three of the game, and it's 19-0 Natchez Valley. Do we miss John Perks? Unavailable with a hamstring injury as Kirschbaum feed to Geese on the left wing. He'll pull up for three and hits. There we go. Evan Geese gets the goose egg gone with the Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. But it's 19-3 Natchez Valley as Gentry dribbles to the left. He'll hand off to Rowe. Rowe now dribbling into the key. Can't get there. Feed to Gentry in the corner for three and hits again. Goodness gracious. Atlas Gentry, a 5'10 sophomore, now with 12 points. And the Rangers lead 22-3 as Kirschbaum. Step back three from the top. Off the back of the rim, no good. Gentry will sky for the rebound. He will bring it up the right wing. And we're going to have a timeout. What? Is there a clock issue? Oh, we had a foul away from the ball on Bodie Floyd. Offensive foul. That'll be his first personal. So with 19 seconds to go in the first quarter, Giesel inbound to Kirschbaum, but we trail 22-3. And going to feed to Breithop on the right wing. Breithop one dribble to Kirschbaum, shaking and baking, drives into the key, goes up, and is laying off the right block. It's in and out, no good. And then they're going to call a foul on Judah Breithop coming up the court. That should send Bodie Floyd to the line. Yep. Breithop will pick up his first personal. Kyler Creeley to check back in. And Floyd will go to the line. 4, 5, 6. For 8 so far are the Rangers. So Floyd, three very deliberate dribbles. And swirls that one in and out, no good. So Creeley will check in and spell Ryan Gorton. Floyd, a 6'3 freshman, two quick dribbles, puts that off the side of the rim, no good, and Decime will come down with a rebound. 4 seconds to go. He's being very leisurely about coming up, and then Geese shoots it a little bit early. A football shot that clears everything, and the first quarter, dreadful first quarter, comes to an end. Well, the Hawks trailing 22-3. We'll be back with a second. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back on December 9th, we had kind of a close back-and-forth game. A lot of streaks going on in Natchez Valley. And the Hawks had it tied at the end of one quarter. Well, now it's all just all Natchez Valley. Without the services of John Perks, we are struggling on offense. Rangers 22, Hawks 3. So Decime will inbound to Kirschbaum to start the second. And Caden on the left wing to Decime. Desme on the right wing to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum wanted to go get to Geese in the key, and they're going to say he got held up trying to get position in the key. And that foul is going to be on Nick Cuevas. That'll be his first personal. So Kirschbaum will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. Caden to Desme in the corner. He then wants to dribble out, and it's going to be poked out of bounds by Coben Clark. And the Hawks will try again. Kirschbaum to Desme, almost at the timeline. Now on the right wing to Judah Breithop. Breithop with Clark coming out on him. Instead, it's going to be intercepted by Brownlow, then feeds Clements in a fast break formation. Clements gets his third bucket of the game, making it 24-3. Kirschbaum will bring it up. Brody Smith getting ready to check in for the Hawks to Evan Geese. Geese pulling into the key, pulls up from 15. Shot is no good. Gets his own rebound. Feeds out to Kirschbaum for a right wing three. That swirls in and out no good, and there's a lid on the bucket. But poor Caden, as Nick Cuevas comes down with the rebound. He'll now feed to Coben Clark. Clark on the right wing to Clements. Clements back to Clark on the left wing. Now back to Clements on the right wing for three. That's going to be off the front of the rim, no good. As Geese will come down with a rebound in front of Owen Zimmerman. So Kirschbaum will bring it up. And Hawksdale 24-3 to Geese at the top of the key. Now back to Kirschbaum. Now to Desme on the left wing. Landon to now Geese at the top. Geese wants to slice into the key. How did he not get fouled on that play? Lost the ball. Going to end up. Clark is going to get it on the ground. Then feed Clements in transition. Bounce pass to Brownlow, who then got fouled by Breithop coming down the court. Brownlow, I think, nope, they're saying that foul's on the floor. And Judah will pick up his second personal. So Brody Smith will check in, and he'll spell Judah Breithop. And Clements? Yes. Clements take it out baseline. Down low to Zimmerman, wants to go up against Caden Kirschbaum and got fouled. They're saying that foul's on Kyler Creeley? Okay. Creeley will pick up his second personal, and Zimmerman now will go to the line. Zimmerman is 2-for-2. And the Rangers pretty efficient from the line. Hawks 0-for-4. And Zimmerman, oh, put that up the front of the rim, no good. If I jinx the young man, I'll say it again. Zimmerman had been doing very well from the line. Let's see if that has any impact. Scientific study here. Zimmerman second free, yeah. Science, as my somewhat crazy son likes to say, is a lie. 25-3, Natchez Valley. 6:17 to go in the half. Kirschbaum. And we're going to have a foul away from the ball on Clements, I believe. Yeah, getting a little physical down there with Kyler Creeley. Clements picks up his first personal. Ryan Gorton to check back in. And he'll spell Creeley. So Desime will take it out far sideline with a fresh 30. As Kirschbaum directing traffic. Feeds to Desime in the corner. Wants to drive baseline. Ends up going up against three. Yeah. And drew the foul. Not a bad play. Yep, that foul is going to be on Nick Cuevas, which I suspected because he was protesting too much. The line from the Shakespearean tragedy is the lady doth protest too much, but Cuevas most definitely not a lady. As Desime swirls the first one in and out and down. As now number 40 checks in. Someone else I do not have on my roster. I have 34 on my roster. Don't know who he is. Number 40 on my roster. Don't know who he is. This is why it pays sometimes not to pay attention to the printed rosters, as Decime's second free throw is off the back of the rim, no good. And Zimmerman will sky for the rebound. He'll feed Coben Clark. Clark walking it up, going to feed to Clements. Now back to Clark, drives into the key, dishes off to Brownlow, I think, for a long two. Scramble for the rebound, going to be brought down by Clark, who hands the ball directly to Kirschbaum, who wants to run. He's dealing with a triple team. He's going to go all the way. The lay-in's too strong. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Brody Smith, who traveled. He got away with murder. That shot is no good. Gordon gets the offensive rebound, goes up and got fouled. And Ryan will go to the line. Well, at least you're getting some extra efforts going in there. As Zimmerman will pick up his second personal, and Ryan Gordon will go to the line. The Hawks could use a couple here. We are 1-for-6. Ryan, off the back of the rim, no good. Gentry and Caden Rowe to check in for the Rangers. 25-4, Natchez Valley, 5:36 to go in the half. Gordon, two quick dribbles, fires, off the back of the rim, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Geese actually ends up with it. He's going to go up and draws the foul. That's what you need to do. You just need to hit some of the free throws. As Rowe will pick up his first personal, and Geese will go to the line for two. Problem is, we're 1-for-8 so far. Make that 2-for-9 as Bodie Floyd will check back in and spell number 40. Whose name I never got. ...25-5 Natchez Valley. Evan Geese. See if he can make the second as well as the first. And that's off the back of the rim. No tip rebound. Going to be tracked down by Gentry, who then manages to get it to Rowe in the corner. Now to Brownlow, who's going to bring it up. And then bounce pass down to Colvin Clark. Goes down baseline and lays it up and in. Clark with his first bucket of the game, making 27-5. As Kirschbaum will walk it up, now drives into the key. We got a foul away from the ball. It's going to be on Brownlow. 33. No, that foul is going to be on Gentry. That'll be his first personal. And 15 fouls, so Caden Kirschbaum now is going to go to the line. The Hawks 2-for-10 so far. Kirschbaum, no points thus far. College Place's leading scorer of all time. Puts that off the front of the rim, no good. Breithop will check in and spell Evan Geese. Kirschbaum, his second. That hits. 27-6, Natchez Valley. As Clark will walk it up. He'll give on the right wing to Gentry. Gentry, leading scorer thus far, feed to Brownlow on the left wing. Brownlow wanted to bounce pass down to Clark and said it's going to be tipped and picked up by Ryan Gordon. He'll hand it off to Kirschbaum, who will walk it up. Kirschbaum, man, the Energizer Bunny. The guy's rarely on the bench. He wants to drive in the key. Lose the handle on his dribble. Gathers it back in. Ends up being stuck in the corner. He'll end up going cross-court to Decime, who then lost the ball, and as Rowe went to go and get it, they're going to call Decime for a foul. I think that's his third personal. Yeah, Landon Decime out there riding with three fouls, 4:34 to go in the half. So Rowe inbound to Clark. Clark on the left wing to Brownlow, then down low to Rowe, has to kick back out to Brownlow. Brownlow now across to Gentry at the top. Slices into the key. Kick out to Clark in the corner for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. As Bodie Floyd ends up stealing it from Brody Smith. Shot ends up being no good. Somehow Clark comes up with it. Now we're getting double and triple tries. As Brownlow then drives baseline, pulls up from eight, and it's no good. And Brody Smith will come down with the rebound. He'll feed Kirschbaum. Loping up the left wing. Here comes 34. Another name I do not have. Kirschbaum on the left wing for three. Off the back of the rim. No good. Floyd will come down with the rebound. Loses it. Then picks it up. Goes back to Rowe. Now to Clark. Now left wing Brownlow. Brownlow wants to drive baseline. He ends up going on the deck. Feed to Gentry in the corner. 4-3. Gentry with his third. Hank Warden, Edward Jones bomb of the game. 30-6. Natchez Valley. Yuck. Kirschbaum with the ball up top. Trying to go isolation. He'll feed down low to Gordon, who got behind his defender, and Gordon lays it up and in. Brought to you by Caden Kirschbaum. As Clark will walk it up. Clark on the left wing to Brownlow. Now back to Clark. Clark wants to drive into the key. Instead, kicks out to Gentry in the corner for three. Gentry is 4-for-4. with another Hank Warden Edward Jones bomb. 33-8 Natchez Valley. Kirschbaum. Then to go isolation. Feed to Breithaupt on the left wing for three. That might have been partially blocked, but Gorton is there for the offensive rebound. That putback is no good. Brody Smith gets the offensive rebound. He goes up and got fouled by Rowe. Rowe will pick up his second personal. And Brody Smith will go to the line for two. Hawks, 3-for-12 so far, with Evan Geese and Tyler Creeley getting ready to check in. We also got a bunch of people checking in for the Rangers. Smith sinks the first. We got 34-40, whose names I do not have, and Logan Clements. So Smith giving the ball back. Four dribbles, kind of deliberate, and then he fires. That's off the back of the rim, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Creeley actually ended up with it, and then it's going to be stolen by Gentry. And Gentry's going to come up, go up against Geese. Got blocked out of bounds. A clean block by Evan Geese, but it's 33-9 Rangers. 2:36 to go in the half. Clements slaps the ball baseline. He's going to end up going long to Gentry. Chases it down. He'll go on the left wing to Clements. Clements goes around Brody Smith, steps back from 12, and rattles it on the baseline. Does Clements. He has 8 points. 35-9. Natchez Valley. Breithaupt on the left wing for three. Did not get enough leg on it. Ended up being an air ball, and Brody Smith lost the air ball rebound out of bounds. Clark will walk it up for Natchez Valley. And dribbling back and forth, coming up against Breithaupt on the right wing to number 34. Now back to Clark. Clark, swing to Gentry on the left wing for three. Man, Gentry just red hot. His fifth Hank Warden Edward Jones bomb of the game. It is 38-9 Natchez Valley. Got to rotate out on Gentry because he's unbeatable. As Kirschbaum feeds to Creeley, as Creeley went to gather in the pass, he got fouled. And that foul is going to be on number 34, whose name I do not have. And we're going to be shooting free throws, so Kyler Creeley will go to the line. He's 0 for 2 so far. Hawks going to the line, just not making him super well, although Creeley hit that one to get us into double digits at least, but it's 38-10 Natchez Valley. 1:44 to go in the half. Creeley's second free throw's off the back of the rim, no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Clark. Then comes up, feed to Gentry on the right wing. Now pulls up in the corner at our baseline. And they're going to say he got fouled from behind as he drove baseline, I believe, by Caden Kirschbaum. Yep. And Kirschbaum will pick up his first personal, so Gentry will go to the line. He is 2 for 2. Gentry already 21 points. The sophomore coming off the bench and having a time, and he put that off the back of the rim, high rebound, and drops down. 39-10 Natchez Valley. I don't know if Bodie did anything against us back in December. As he doesn't quite rattle that one home. Yeah, Gentry, I'm not sure he even got in against us back on December 9th as Geese has the ball on the right wing. Drives into the key. Now it turns around. Now he's going to pull up for a contested shot. Might have been partially blocked. And it's going to be lost out of bounds off Judah Breithaupt. Caden Kirschbaum was walking back. He was giving our sideline the side eye. As Clark to 34 to Clements in the corner. Now back to 34. Top of the to Clark. Swing to Gentry in the corner for three. That's off the side of the rim. No good. And Clements comes down with a rebound. He has the ball tipped away. Now he's going to gather back in. Now he wants to drive in. Kick out to Gentry. Gives up the three and then got fouled by Brody Smith as he tried to drive baseline. And so Smith picks up. Come on, where are you? There we are. Smith will pick up, I believe, his first personal, and Gentry will go to the line for two. He is 3 for 4 so far this evening and puts that off the back of the rim. No good. 55 seconds to go in the half. Hawks trail 39-10. Just unable to get anything going offensively without John Perks. Brownlow will check in for the Rangers and spell Coben Clark. Coben Clark looking all the world like a guard for Tri-Cities Prep back in the 2000s by the name of Matt Campbell. And but Gentry hits the second of those two, making it 40-10. Natchez Valley. Caden driving into the key. He'll kick out to Breithaupt, fakes the three, instead wants to drive baseline. Now he's trapped. Now he's going to feed to Creeley. He drives into the key, puts it up from about 8 feet. No good. Good shot, though. Forty will come down with a rebound. We end up feeding Gentry in transition. He lays it up and in. Gentry with yet another bucket. I actually have to make another column for him. 41-10, 24 seconds to go in the half. And we have no shot clock as Kirschbaum is going to play for last shot. Caden dribbling on the right wing. He'll turn around and pull up on the right wing. Off the front of the rim, no good. Gets his own rebound. And then as he tried to dribble drive, ended up getting fouled, I believe, by 34. No, that foul is going to be on Clements. That'll be his second personal. And that'll put Caden Kirschbaum to the line. Kirschbaum is 1 for 2. And the Hawks been living at the line here in the second quarter, just not terrifically efficient at it. 42-10, Natchez Valley. Caden hits the first, however. Making it 42-11. 42-11. Let's get the English straight. And he hits the second. 3 for 4 is Caden Kirschbaum. As Brownlow rolls it out. Now Clements. Oh, Caden Kirschbaum dived for it. He needs some help. And then we got a timeout on the floor. Yeah, we do. 3.7 seconds to go in the half. And the Hawks love the basketball, but they trail by 30, 42-12. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
3.7 seconds to go in the half. Natchez Valley tried to be cute with rolling the inbounds and Caden Kirschbaum stole it. And then we have a timeout. So Creeley will take it outside line feed to Kirschbaum. And he wants to drive in with 1 second to go. Gets the shot off. It's going to be short. And the first half comes to an end. It's largely been all Natchez Valley at halftime. Rangers 42, Hawks 12. We'll be back with scoring summary and a breakdown of the first half. When we return, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back here at the Hawks Nest at halftime, and back on December 9th, we had a back-and-forth game in Natchez Valley. Tied at 16 after one quarter of play, after having trailing for quite a bit. The Hawks on a 12-2 run. Spanning the first and second quarters, up by 5 at halftime, end up losing by 10, 60-50. Well, it's a different story here. Hawks trail 42-12 at halftime. Probably one of the most telling differences in those two games. The Hawks, led by the 13 points of Caden Kirschbaum and 16 points from John Perks. Perks being able to do quite a bit of work down low. Perks missing with a hamstring. And that is subsequently significantly hamstrung, pun deliberately intended, our offense. And we are simply unable to get much of anything going. Hawks scoring 3 points in the first quarter on an Evan Geese three, of all things. And Hawks just unable to get a whole lot. In fact, we have 2 field goals. We have a second effort by Ryan Gorton, who got an offensive rebound and put it back. And then we have the aforementioned Geese three. The rest of it is free throws. And then in mentioning free throws, we are seven for 18. 7 for 18 from the line. The reality is, even if you're making all of those, you know, you make those additional 11, we're still doubled up because offensively we just cannot get anything going. And then to boot on the offensive side of things for Natchez Valley, actually before we get to that, that'll explain what we need to talk about if we want to have any remote open playing back into this. Let's take a look at the scoring summary. And actually I'm going to reverse this and we're going to deal with College Place first. Brody Smith with 1 point. Landon Decime, Kyler Creeley also with 1 point, all free throws. Ryan Gorton with 2 points. Caden Kirschbaum, 3 points, again, all free throws. Evan Geese leading all Hawks scorers on the court with 4 points. For the Rangers, now here's the thing. Dane Brownlow, 16 points against us. He has 1 point in this game. Back on December 9th, he had 16 points. Coben Clark, 3 points. Logan Clements, 8 points. Owen Zimmerman, he had 23 points against us back in Natchez Valley. He has 5 points. Who's doing all the damage? Atlas Gentry, a sophomore guard, 23 points. He has hit 5. Hank Ward and Edward Jones, 3s. I want to say those 5 were actually hit in a row, and then he missed his last either 1 or 2 shots. I cannot quite remember which, but he was, you talk about the old Dan Patrickall from Sports Center back in its glory days. En Fuego. Gentry, I am not even sure, was on the court back in Natchez Valley. But he came off the bench to briefly spell Brownlow, who was having a uniform issue. And then Gentry immediately scored, and I don't think he came off the court. And he has just lit things up. So we got to make sure to rotate out on Gentry to make sure he gets no clear looks at threes. Because when he's able to set his feet, he has been destroying us. So if we can find a way to stop Gentry, as well as keeping Zimmerman and Brownlow from getting hot, and then if we can find a way to kickstart our offense, and in particular make our free throws, well, it's a long road to hoe when you're trailing by 30 at halftime, but then again, you always have to play the games on the court, so we'll see what happens. We're at halftime, and the Hawks trailing Natchez Valley 42-12. Ouch. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co. Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Take a look at the SCAC scoreboard. No, standings. We'll do that first. And Zilla continues to hunker atop at 8-0, 12-0. Number one RPI in the state in the 1A classification. Followed by Royal at 7-1, 11-1 overall. Wapato at 6-2, 9-3. Then Connell at 5-3, 8-4. And Kashmir at 4-4, 6-5. Then you have Waluk at 3-5 in league, Natchez Valley at 2-6, College Place at 1-7, and Kai B still looking for the first league win at 0-8. And taking a look at the schedule, let's take a look at scores from late last week on Saturday. Kashmir doubled up OMAC in Kashmir, 70-35. Royal more than doubled up Kai B, 90-42 in Royal. Zilla, however, went to Wapato, where we'll be going on Friday, and beat the Wolves 85-69. And Connell also went to Natchez Valley and beat the Rangers 66-53. And looking at this week, we actually had a score from earlier tonight as a 5:30 tip-off in Riverside, wherever that is. Royal ended up beating Riverside 91-52. Tipping up the same time as us, Wapato is at Connell. Zilla is hosting Kashmir, and Waluk will be at Kai B. This Friday, Connell will be at Kashmir. Royal will be hosting Zilla. We're going to be on the road to Wapato, as mentioned earlier. Kai B will be at Natchez Valley. And on Saturday, you got to host non-league games, not including College Place. Saturday, College Place will have off. Royal will be at Chelan. Wapato will be in the Marysville area, taking on Tulalip Heritage. Kashmir will be hosting Brewster. And old 1A opponent Granger will be hosting Connell. The Hawks, no, sorry, the Rangers will have the ball to start the second half. As Clements will inbound to Clark. And Clark give on the right wing to Cuevas. Now back to Clark, swing around to Clements. Now down low to Zimmerman. And he manages to back down against Evan Geese. And fadeaway bank shot goes Zimmerman, getting his second bucket of the game, making it 44-12, I beg your pardon. As Decime, shaking and baking, now wants to drive baseline, wanted to feed Creeley. Ball is going to end up being tipped. It's going to be picked up by Zimmerman. He then lost it. Going to be picked up by Judah Breithop, who then will feed Kirschbaum. Caden working against Coben Clark, wants to drive into the key. He then fades away from about 12. That shot is no good. Brownlow will come up with the rebound. He wanted to go up court to Clements, but it's going to be stolen by Decime. Decime, shaking and baking. He'll drive into the key, go up, lost his dribble. Somehow gathers it back in. somehow gets on the left block, puts up a left-hand spin shot, no good, but he drew the foul. And that foul's going to be on Brownlow. That'll be his first personal. So Landon Desime will go to the line. Landon, one for one so far. Three pretty deliberate dribbles and then a spin. Then he hunkers and fires and gets that. So now they'll give the ball back to the Walla Walla import. And those three deliberate dribbles and a spin and a hunker and a fire. And it rattles in and out. No good. Zimmerman will come down with a rebound. He'll feed Clements quickly coming down the left wing. Then to feed Clark. Feed back to Clements. Left wing three. Hit it. Clements with a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, making it 47-13. Kirschbaum on the left wing to Evan Geese. Wants to cheat into the key. Now he does. Now he gets picked on. Lost the handle on his dribble. Picked up by Clark. Yeah, he then gets chased behind by Geese, who slaps it away, but Clements then picks it up to Cuevas at the top. Then his pass is going to be tipped by Desime. Clements gathers it back in. Clements now on the left wing to Clark. Bounce pass down to Zimmerman, back down against Geese, feeds back to Clark. Clark lost the handle, somehow manages to drive into the key. Shot is no good, and Creeley will end up with a tipped rebound. He'll hand off to Geese. Loping up the left wing, Brownlow coming out to pick him up. Now still dribbling, now backing down off Clements. He'll feed Kirschbaum at the top. Kirschbaum will pull up for an NBA three at the top and hits. Kirschbaum hits his first. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three of the game. Make it 47-16 as Clark on the left wing to Clements. Clements back to Clark, almost at center circle. Clark. Working on the right, now pulls up, now feeds to Brownlow at the top. Brownlow, bounce pass down to a driving Cuevas. Lays it up and in off the left block. 49-16, Natchez Valley. Kirschbaum. The double team coming out on him to Desime on the right wing for three. Swirled in and out, no good. As Cuevas will come down with a rebound. He'll then hand it off to Clark. Clark now gives on the right wing to Brownlow. Brownlow dribbling deep right. Now to Zimmerman, top of the key. Kind of lost it. Has to feed back to Brownlow. Now wants to go down low. Somehow loose ball ends up in Clark's hands, who does a reverse lay-in on the left block. Hawks that close to getting that ball as Gentry, who terrorized us in the first half, is getting ready to check in. For Natchez Valley is Kirschbaum working off of Clements, drives into the key, step back from about 12, no good, but they're going to say he ended up getting fouled. And Clements making an appeal that he didn't foul, and the ref's just going, no, you did. Third personal foul, Caden Kirschbaum will go to the line. And Tanner Arlington getting ready to check in. As Kirschbaum rattles the first one home. Arlington, who is number one, now will check in. And Cuevas will go to the bench, having been spelled by Gentry. Kirschbaum's second free throw, off the front of the rim, no good. Zimmerman will come down with a rebound. He'll feed Clark. Clark now crossing the timeline. Gives on the left wing to Brownlow, who then feeds Gentry down low, who just waits for the defender to leap over him, and Gentry scores again. He now has 25 points. 53-17. Natchez Valley. Yuck. Kirschbaum at the top. Feeds to Breithop in the key. He turns around and goes up. Shot ends up being way short, but he ends up getting fouled. Having been fouled by Brownlow, quickly picking up his second. And Judah now will go to the line for two. Hawks 2 for 4 this quarter. Judah can get the percentage up a little bit. We were 7 for 18 in the first half, and he rattles the first one home. That's what we're talking about. No substitute, so they'll give him the ball back. And one dribble and a hunker, and he hits it. Judah Breithop, 2 for 2 from the line. a bright spot from the free throw line as Clark will walk it up. Clark giving on the right to Gentry. To kind of reach out for his dribble. Now dribbling around to the top. Hand off to Brownlow deep on the right wing. Left wing. Dribbles to the top. Lost the handle. Gathers it back in to Clark on the right wing. Bounce pass to Gentry. Wants to drive baseline. They're going to say he got fouled by Tanner Arlington. So Arlington will pick up his first personal. I see his brother in attendance. Way up in the nosebleed section of the home bleachers. As Zimmerman will take it out baseline to Brownlow. One touch to, that was Kobe something. His shot is no good. And Breithop will come down with a rebound. Yeah, it was Kobe Floyd. As Kirschbaum, he traveled. I was going to say, what are you doing, man? There were too many steps there. Even I could see that. And if I can see it, it's a travel. As Zimmerman will inbound to Clark. That's a rare mistake by Caden Kirschbaum in defense of him. Brownlow on the left wing. Clark at the top. Rowe getting ready to check in for Natchez Valley. We got a foul away from the ball. Nope. Got camping. Got three in the key. So Rowe will check in for Zimmerman. 3:35 to go in the game, or in the third quarter, rather. Hawks trail 53-19. Kirschbaum walking it up with Gentry coming out on him. Looking for a pick. Ends up putting up a long three off the side of the rim. No good. And Brownlow will come down with a rebound. He'll feed it to Clark. Clark will walk it up. Give on the left wing to Brownlow. Brownlow to Clark. Swing around to Gentry in the corner. Drives baseline. And they're going to say he got fouled by Arlington again. That's mirror image of the last trip down the court. Gentry tries to drive baseline, and then Arlington tries to body check him. So Tanner picks up his second personal, and Brownlow will take it out baseline. Going to Gentry on the right wing. Kick out to Clark at the top. Clark now wanting to drive in. Instead, kick to Brownlow. Drives baseline. Blocked by Geese. Loose ball is finally going to be trapped down by Landon Decime. And Geese now, two clean blocks. He'll feed to Kirschbaum, bringing it up the left wing with Gentry coming out on him. Trying to back down on Gentry. Now Brownlow's adding to the fun, and ball gets slapped away. Loose ball picked up by Decime. Drives into the key, somehow goes up, gets off a left-handed scoop shot, no good. Almost made it drop. Then he almost gets his own rebound, but he has to go out of bounds to get it. 34-40, checking in for the Rangers. I do not have their names. And they're going to spell Bodie Floyd and, nope. Oh, there we go. Colby Clark. So 34 will bring it up, whoever he is. He'll feed to Gentry. Gentry wants to drive in. Oh, fed Brownlow down low. Nice eye. And Brownlow gets his first bucket of the game. As Zimmerman gets ready to check back in for Natchez Valley. 55-19, Natchez Valley. Geese jumps into the key, kicks out to Arlington. He'll pull up for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Long rebound is going to be tracked down by 34. Goes out of bounds and feeds it to Rowe. And feed to Gentry. Gentry wants it back down against Decime. Lost the handle on his dribble. Landon's going to pick it up, then feeds Kirschbaum in transition. And Brownlow knocks Kirschbaum to the deck and can't believe he's being called for a foul. It's like, dude, what are you talking about? Of course you fouled him. That's his third personal, all earned here in the third quarter. Zimmerman will spell Brownlow. And Decime will take it out at the end of the scorer's table. He'll feed to Kirschbaum. And Kirschbaum working off Gentry. Now drives into the key. He'll kick back to Decime for a right wing three. That ends up being an air ball. And Breithop almost got a hand on it, but ended up losing it out of bounds. 55-19, Rangers, 1:37 to go in the third. 34 will bring it up. Gives on the right wing to Gentry. Gentry, dribble right, now left. Now fakes the three, now steps back. Now 34, swing around to Rowe. Rowe, dribble into the key. Euro steps, somehow gets away with that. tip rebound going to be brought down by Tanner Arlington. And Arlington will hand off to Geese. Geese wants to dribble into the key. Got away with the travel to Arlington. Top of the arc, Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum wants to drive in. Cut off by double team. Hand off to Geese. Geese with 14 on the shot clock has it stolen by Zimmerman, who's going to get behind everybody. Now going to get tied up by Tanner Arlington. Yeah, and Arlington coaxed Zimmerman into a travel. Heads up play by Arlington. And so with under 60 seconds to go in the third, Decime will walk it up. He'll hand off to Kirschbaum on the left wing. He'll pull up for an NBA three. It hits. Caden Kirschbaum with his second Hank Warden Edward Jones three of the quarter. But it's 55-22 as Gentry to 34. 34 to Rowe in the left corner for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Kirschbaum's in position for a rebound. 30 seconds to go in the third. Caden stutter stepping. Now slices into the key. Double clutches. Can't get the ball to go in, but he drew the foul. And that foul's going to be on Owen Zimmerman. That'll be his third personal. So Caden Kirschbaum, who is 4 for 6, will go to the line for two. Caden trying to get into double digits. And puts it off the back of the rim. Sorry, he is in double digits. I beg your pardon. So he's already in double digits. There's no pressure. Not that he was feeling it. And he swirls that one home. 55-23 Rangers as Gentry blows past a trap. And now he's going to have his pocket picked by Caden Kirschbaum, who coasts down and lays it up and in. 9 seconds to go. Hawks cut it back to 30 at 55-25 as Zimmerman on the right wing. Feed to 40. Cross out to 34 for three. That shot is no good as third quarter buzzer hits. And the third quarter comes to an end with the Hawks trailing 55-25. We'll be back with the fourth. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Start of the fourth quarter, and the Hawks trail by 30, 55-25. Rangers got their starting five out there again. And the Hawks got Brody Smith and Judy Breithop out there, in addition to Geese, Landon Decime, and Caden Kirschbaum as Decime inbound to Kirschbaum. And Kirschbaum working on Colvin Clark. Stutter steps, trying to drive into the key. Spin move. Instead, he'll kick out to Breithop. Wants to drive into the key. Puts up a running shot. Man, that was a good-looking shot. Ends up being no good. As Breithop then chases down his own rebound, goes up and draws the foul. Heads-up play by Judah. And that foul's going to be on Zimmerman, who will pick up his fourth personal. So Judah Breithop, who's 2 for 2 from the line, will go up there again. That puts that one off the back of the rim. No good. As Gentry will check back in for the Rangers and spell Owen Zimmerman. And he's out there riding with four fouls. Nick Cuevas and Brody Smith having a friendly conversation as Judah hits the second. And Clark will bring it up. Yeah, nope. He's going to – now he's on the left wing of Brownlow, then drives into the key and got a whistle. I don't know what it was. No. Have a foul on the floor. Let's see if foul's on Judah Breithaupt. That'll be his third personal. So Clements will take it out baseline. Ends up going long to Clark. It's going to be tipped, almost stolen by Breithaupt, but Clark manages to gather it back in. He then feeds to Cuevas. One touch to Brownlow, to Clements in the left corner. Clements going to have to step back out. He ends up going cross court to Cuevas, drives baseline, and fed it to Colvin Clark, who then stepped on the baseline. That must be what happened. Yeah. 55-26. Natchez Valley pretty much led from start to finish. They opened up with a 14-0 run. We just could not get our offense going without John Perks. As Kirschbaum ends up feeding to Breithaupt in the corner, now dribbling to the top. Now had it tipped out, wanted to go up, had it stripped. It's going to be picked up by Brownlow. Wants to go down to Gentry, but instead throws, that was a high-velocity seed straight out of bounds. As Rowe will check in now for Natchez Valley. As Decime will feed to Geese on the left wing. Kyler Creeley getting ready to check in for the Hawks. Geese pulling, stepping back for three. Wow, Evan Geese, step back three from left wing. Hank Ward and Edward Jones bomb, making it 55-29. His second three of the game as Clements has the ball deep on the left wing for Natchez Valley. To Clark, to Cuevas. One touch to Gentry in the corner for three, and he hits it again. That is his sixth. Hank Ward and Edward Jones bomb. 58-29. He terrorized us in the second quarter with those things. As we go cross court to Decime, who had time to sit and plan for three. Puts it off the rim, no good. Scramble for the rebound, brought down by Colvin Clark. And Clark, bring it up. He'll bounce to Gentry in the corner for three, and he didn't make it, but he got fouled. I want to say by Brody Smith. Yep. So Smith will pick up his second personal, and goodness gracious. Atlas Gentry will go to the line for three. And he hits the first. He is now 5 for 7 from the line for the evening. 59-29, Natchez Valley. And he hits the second. Now Rowe will check in, as will Creeley. Rowe will spell Colvin Clark, and Kyler Creeley will spell Evan Geese. Now I'll give Gentry the ball back, and he does a spin and a couple dribbles. Then he hunkers and fires, and he went 3 for 3. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor with 5:57 to go in the game. Hawks trail 61-29. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
5:57 to go in the game, and Hawks trail 61-29. And Natchez Valley putting a man in the backcourt, putting up a little pressure. As you get to ball to Kirschbaum, and he then is going to come up and wants to drive in, lost the handle on his dribble. It's going to be picked up by Smith, who goes on the deck and then unfortunately ends up on the baseline. So Cuevas will inbound to Clark. And the ref having some words with Cuevas. Very friendly. Very friendly. Clark has the ball deep on the left wing. To Rowe on the right wing. Wanted to go down low. Creeley ended up getting into the passing lane. Tips it to Decime, who then feeds Kirschbaum. Now wants to drive baseline. Goes up against two. Shot is too strong. He got fouled. Going to go to the line. And that foul is going to be on Clements. That is his fourth personal. Logan Clements riding out there with four fouls. And Kirschbaum, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 points. Doesn't quite make it 13. Rolls in and out. No good. Kirschbaum, two quick dribbles. He doesn't mess around. Puts that off the front of the rim. No good. Tip rebound. And then being chased down by Colvin Clark. Freely almost tipped it back to Caden Kirschbaum as Clark will hand off to Cuevas, drives into the key. Feeds instead to Gentry. Gentry on the right wing is going to get tied up, and we got a timeout yet because he was in trouble. With 5:12 to go in the game and the Hawks trailing 61-29. We'll be back. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Atlas Gentry was in trouble, so Natchez Valley head coach calls timeout to bail him out of it, and we'll start over as Clements has the ball on the left wing to Cuevas. Rocket pass to Clark from about 10 feet on the baseline. Clark hits, making it 61-29 as Decime wants to slice through a double team, and they're going to call a holding foul on Clements. Clements has fouled out. Clements is done. He will foul out with 11 points. And now we have a technical on Mr. Clements. Apparently he opened his mouth. Okay, so Clements fouled out and then picked up a technical on top of that. So that'll put Kirschbaum to the line for two. And the Hawks will get the ball back. And then we have a Smarty Pants fan saying hope is worth the paperwork. I love sitting in front of opposing cheering sections sometimes. The editorial comments can be inventive if tiresome. Kirschbaum misses the first and hits the second. So it'll be Hawk basketball, but trailing by 33, 63-30. As Decime will inbound to Kirschbaum. And Kirschbaum feeding on the right wing to Judah Breithop. Breithop to Creeley at the top of the key. He slices into the key. Shot is too strong. Zimmerman tips the rebound to Clark. And the Rangers want to run, and then Clark's going to wheel it back out. He'll feed now on the right wing to Brownlow, then feeds Gentry, who stopped baseline and got Creeley in the air and then fouled him. That was a pretty smart move by Gentry. He will go to the line for two as Creeley picks up his third personal. And Gentry, 25, 28, 31, 32 points as he hits the first. He's 5 for 5, 5 for his last 5 from the line. And Gentry just playing beyond his number tonight. That one is no good as Brody Smith comes down with a rebound. Evan Geese getting ready to check in as Decime brings it up. Decime on the left wing to Breithop. Breithop dribbling to the top on the right wing to Decime. Decime shaking and baking with Gentry on him. Spin move. Going to feed to Breithop. Fakes the three. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Dribbling around to the top. Still maintaining his dribble. 4 seconds to go. Kirschbaum's going to turn around. Might have been partially blocked. Gets it off the rim. No good. Smith comes down with a rebound and then got fouled. And that foul is going to be on Rowe. And they're going to say Brody Smith was in the act of shooting. The reality is Brody Smith was in the act of passing. Or no, I guess it doesn't matter because that's the fifth team foul. So Brody's shooting no matter what happens. Rudy one for one so far. Puts that off the back rim, off the front rim. No good. Zimmerman now with four fouls. Will spell Rowe. And Creeley checks out, having been spelled by, I did not see who. I guess that was Evan Geese. So Smith, his second free throw, banks at home. Did you call glass, young man? Two for four is Brody Smith, but it's 64-31 Natchez Valley. As Clark directing traffic is on the left wing of Brownlow. Brownlow back to Clark on the right wing. Clark dribbling in, feeds in the corner to Gentry. Can't get the three out because Smith is out on him. He'll feed to Brownlow left wing. Brownlow turning around, pull up from about 18 off the side of the rim. No good. And they're going to call a foul as Smith was trying to come down with a rebound, or they say it just went out of bounds. That just went out of bounds, so never mind. Because if it was a foul, it would have been on Zimmerman, who would have fouled out. So Kirschbaum will walk it up with under 3:30 to go in the game. Caden working on Clark, driving into the key. Lost the handle on his dribble, gathers it back in. Caden now to Decime at the top. Landon wants to drive in, and then he'll turn around and pull up from about 12. Shot is no good. Brought down by Clark. Clark coming up the right wing. Now he'll pull up. Now still maintaining his dribble, coming up to the top. He'll feed to Zimmerman on the right wing. Zimmerman wants to drive in. Ball gets poked away by Smith. Zimmerman gathers it back. Kicks back out to Clark. Now to Zimmerman down low. Backing down off Brody Smith. Manages to bank it home on the left block. Kirschbaum will then walk it up. He'll feed to Geese on the left wing. Evan dribbling around the top now, pulling up with, that was Floyd coming out on him, to Kirschbaum for an NBA three on the right wing, and Kirschbaum hits the Hank Warden Edward Jones bomb, but it's 66-34, 2:26 to go, as Brownlow in the left corner wanted to feed to Floyd, and the ball gets tipped by Geese and picked up by Kirschbaum. Caden with Gentry coming out on him, shaking and baking. Now dribbles into the key. He'll kick out to Decime for a right wing three. That looked good, and it was. Landon Decime with his first Hank Warden Edward Jones three of the game. Got it to 29, 66-37. As Clark drives into the key, he'll then kick out to Zimmerman for three, barely off the front of the rim. No good. Decime will come down with a rebound. Landon on the left wing to, that's Kirschbaum, wanting to back down against Gentry. Dribbling, shaking and baking. Now with Clark on him. Now he's at the top of the key. Turnaround, step back from 12, puts it off the side of the rim. No good. Brownlow come down with a rebound, and he wants to run. He's driving down the left. Now he's going to pull up. Now he's going to drive in again. Drives into the key. Instead feeds to Floyd for a long two. That shot is no good, but Brownlow is there on the left baseline for the offensive rebound and putback, and we're going to have a timeout on the floor with 1:20 to go. And Natchez, are we? No. We're just having a substitution. Not quite sure why we're doing. Yeah, whoa. We are not. Yeah, okay, there we go. And now checking in for the Hawks will be their manager, Jesse Gonzalez. See if we can't get him a point. As Kirschbaum will walk it up to the right. And now he'll pull up for an NBA three again. That's off the back of the rim and then hits the support strap for the bucket. And so that goes out of bounds. 1:08 to go in the game. Hawks trail 68-37. This is Keegan Yates inbounding to Clark. And Clark passes down to 40. His shot is no good. Rebound to Yates, who then feeds to Clark. Clark then wants to drive in, ends up going on the deck. We're going to have a foul. Okay, that foul is going to be on Gonzalez, so he'll pick up his first personal, and the bench actually applauds Gonzalez picking up a foul. And that'll put Coben Clark to the line for two. He is one for two. Way back in the first quarter. Clark. Three dribbles and puts that off the side of the rim. No good. Has an interesting form is Quovin Clark from the charity stripe. Clark, three quick dribbles. Rowe getting ready to check in, and then Clark hits that second one. So Rowe will check in for Clark with 51 seconds to go in the game as Giesel inbound to Kirschbaum. And Kirschbaum to Gonzalez for three. Oh, it's too long. I mean, a quick turn and shoot as Yates takes the rebound, gives to 34. Whose name I do not have. 34 feeds to, that's Mason Hyde, who's also checked in. Now to Yates in the corner, wants to drive in against Geese. He'll turn around, feed to Hyde. No, that's 34. He feeds to Rowe. Rowe, step back, right wing three. And hits. Rowe hits his first bucket of the game. It's Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. And I think Geese is content to sit, well, no, he's going to walk it up, getting under 10 seconds to go. Feed to Gonzalez, gets the shot off. Oh, he almost banks it home. His number 40 comes down with the rebound, and that will be your ball game, your final, Natchez Valley, 72. College Place, 37. We'll be back with totals and what is coming up next for your Hawks. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So the Hawks were missing the services of John Perks, whose offense and defense helped keep us in the game in Natchez Valley. We end up falling behind 14-0 to open the game and 22-3 after one quarter play, and we lose to Natchez Valley 72-37. Here are your unofficial scoring statistics for the visiting Rangers. Let's see. We've got Nick Cuevas with 2 points. Got Caden Rowe with 3 points. Dane Brownlow with 5 points. Coben Clark with 9 points. Owen Zimmerman with 9 points. Logan Clements with 11 points. And Atlas Gentry, a 5'10 sophomore guard coming off the bench, leading all scorers. He had 6 threes. Leads all scorers with 32 points. Almost shot his number. For the Hawks, Kylie Creeley with 1 point, Ryan Gorton and Brody Smith each with 2 points, Judah Breithop with 3 points, Landon Decime 5 points, Evan Geese 7 points, and Caden Kirschbaum leading all Hawks scorers on the court with 16 points. Coming up next for the Hawks, well, they're only going to play Friday. They're not going to be playing Saturday, and on Friday they're going to be on the road to Wapato. So that tip-off slated for 7:15 on Friday. We will see you then. Once again, the final here from College Place. The Hawks fall to Natchez Valley, 72-37. Next broadcast this Friday from Wapato. We'll see you then. You've been listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.